Yo, football dude, back to talk a little bit, man. Tuesday afternoon, November 14th. Not a bad weekend for football. Not a good one either. Buckeyes came off a big win against Michigan State. Buckeyes, Bengals not doing so hot. Played well against the Titans, but in the end, you know, they did the old same old stuff they always do when Marvin Lewis is the, since Marvin Lewis has been the coach, they always collapse at the end. Yeah, it was like watching the game, you kind of felt like they shouldn't even have been in that at all, but they hung around, so I give them that. On one hand, I'm rooting for them to win, and but on the back of my mind, I'm thinking we're definitely not going to the playoffs, and we're, and even if we did make it to the playoffs for some miraculous reason, we become a playoff, you know, wild card game. I just don't see us competing with anybody really in the AFC that's any elite teams. So not really too concerned with that. More looking forward to the draft already, which is funny at midway point, but we kind of know what we are. You know, Andy Dalton is who he is. You know, Marvin Lewis is who he is. Not a real gutsy guy. He plays it calm. Does a smart guy, plays him, makes the right calls when he needs to make them. Never gonna really win one for you. He'll lose more than he'll win for you, but I guess we gotta live with him as long until Mike Brown decides to go out and venture out and find a new coach. I'm just want to talk about Dre Kirkpatrick, though. Someone who we just signed a 5-year deal with in the offseason. You know, brought him back. Can't remember the exact figures on the deal. Somewhere around $25 million. So you do the math. You getting big money for corners right now, which corners are a high-paid commodity right now in the NFL. But the guy is just, man, underperforming steadily since he's been a starter. He's had his moments, you know. He's came up big, been known to shut down Antonio Brown a few times. He's a big part of why they haven't, you know, why Antonio Brown hasn't been so good against us. But time and time again, this guy just getting beat deep, you know, getting beat short out of the break. He's just not that quick. Guys are just able to get open on quick outs and comeback routes. He's a long guy who plays the ball. He's rangy, plays the ball well, but when it comes to getting in and out of breaks, guys are just able to beat him. He's scrappy, and he gets in there and fights for tackles, which makes me almost think he'd be better at a safety's position. But just the fact that we bring him back, don't sign Kevin Zeiler, don't sign Andrew Whitworth, just really burns me up inside, because it's glaring to me that William Jackson III and Darquez Dennard are really good corners, and maybe in the summertime we didn't know what we had in Dennard or William Jackson, so that was probably a scary moment. If you let Kirkpatrick go, those guys don't work out, then you're upset. But now that we have seen them, you know, you really wish you would have shored up the offensive line, seeing as how the Achilles heel of the entire team has definitely been the offensive line and the offensive unit as a whole. Can't put it entirely on the line. You know, they've had moments where they make they do some good things, and then it seems like, you know, you break off a 12-yard Joe Mixon run, and the very next play, he's getting tackled in the backfield for a 2-yard loss. So it's like, what's going wrong? What's going right? Not a lot's going right. You know, defense has its moments. I wouldn't call them elite. Maybe really above average. Probably a really good defense, not a great defense. Seems to be like we're always losing our best player to one penalty or another. He's always doing something stupid. Vontaze can't keep the guy on the field between injuries, suspensions, and ejections. He just can't keep the guy on the field. It's honestly kind of ridiculous sometimes. I'm love the guy, but I'm really getting close to the point where I'm ready to just, you know, give up on the man. But no, just to kind of keep elaborating, just to keep on the Drake Kirkpatrick subject, I just really don't know what we going forward, what we can do to really cover up that hole, because that seems to be one of the glaring spots in our defense that teams seem to exploit every week. And I mean, it's not even really good receivers is the part that makes me probably the most angry. Like, Rishard Matthews was, can't remember his numbers exactly from the game, but he did quite a bit. It was pretty upsetting to see a guy who, for the most part, hasn't really been a premier receiver in his league whatsoever. So to see him consistently open was pretty annoying, you know. And then you see on the other side, you got a guy like William Jackson, who's only a, you know, second year player, who's hardly ever seen any balls on his way. You got Darquez in the slot, who's playing outstanding, comes away with a pick. I just like to, honestly, man, if there's anyone that wants to, guess it really, I'm just a fan, so I don't get to make that decision whether or not we keep playing them, but I wonder if anyone else has got any suggestions for Marvin Lewis, because I definitely don't. But, you know, I'm going to leave that at where with that. I'm going to jump in Ohio State, man. I see ESPN's got an article right now talking about us right now, saying if we're out of the college football playoff yet, and that's something I've been kind of questioning myself. Like, it's hard for me to say, how do you really put us back in there with two losses after that terrible loss to Iowa? But when you really look at the people that's in front of us, man, you almost can see a few of those teams still falling. We got Wisconsin. If we went out, go to the Big Ten Championship, we got Wisconsin. You beat Wisconsin. You know, that's one of the undefeated teams. If they're still undefeated at the time, you knock them out of your way. You got Auburn's got to go to Bama again. You got to imagine they're going to lose. So you don't put a three. Do you put a three-loss Auburn team in there? Probably not. You know, you got Miami. You got Georgia, who's still got a tough road ahead of them too. You got to think maybe one of them still going to get another loss. You know, how much does Oklahoma get in over top of us? Probably, as long as they keep their one loss, I would think so. You know, does probably a Clemson team with one loss, definitely. You know, a Bama team with obviously undefeated. And you got Miami sitting at number two right now. Are they the real deal? Who really knows? Have they played anyone? I don't really know. Haven't really studied their schedule too fiercely, but I just wonder, man. I wonder if anyone else has any thoughts about that, because me personally, I don't think you do, and that's hard for me to say, being a big Buckeye fan. I just can't see them putting us back in there after the, with two losses, one on the road that was just a terrible loss, and early in the season, the Oklahoma loss, you're like, yeah, you know, they were a good team, but it still was a blowout. And since then, we've blown everyone out almost every play except Iowa. But the Iowa loss is just a bad loss. I'd be afraid to see Ohio State go in there and see a Clemson or even a Georgia. Kind of frightens me a little bit. I don't know if Ohio State's ready for that challenge just yet. They might see how things are going to play out. But anyway, this is a nice Tuesday night. Getting ready for some college basketball. State Farm Championship Classic tonight. Duke and Michigan State, that should be fun. Kentucky, Kansas, always. That's always a treat.